Well, good morning, the InterBet team, and welcome. We are racing today at Greyville on the Polytrack, Wednesday, the 13th of May, 8-race program, and really difficult. First race, 12:35, open maiden, 1,000 meters. Well, you know what open maidens are all about, the weights. Captain T only gets 54.5. Serena Moodley gets a leg up. This horse will go very, very well. He'll be right there. He's worth putting in your buy pot. He got 4 points penalty for running fourth in a maiden last time. But on collateral form with Don Magoo, got to have a very big chance. Now, Don Magoo ran second and fourth, went up 1 point, and then came back 1 point. But he had the 4 kilogram claimer on. He now gets to Mello. So that means he's got 4 kilograms more to carry. That doesn't help him. Power of Pearls is your 6-10 favorite, and on collateral form, she should be the right horse. She gets a 4 kilogram claim, who's very useful. So she's the one they've all got to beat. Put Captain T in as a backup, and I really might have a nice each way on this horse if I can get 3 places. Race 2, maiden plate, 1400 meters. Prince Jasper, your favorite at 18-10. Interestingly enough, he got beaten last time in an open maiden by a horse he gave 6 kilos to. But this is second run, and as a result, there is a chink in his armor. The horse that might actually beat him is Sell the Horizon. Go back 2 runs, and it had blinkers on. Didn't run very well at all, but obviously Puller thinks that's the key. He's put the blinkers back on. It ran pretty well last time. On the I Am Invictus form, it holds number 9, Owner of Creation, quite comfortably. Should be shorter in the betting than Owner of Creation, and I make it only those horses. Diamond Maker, number 1, might improve on the poly. Race 3, middle stakes, fillies and mares. The 2 Miller horses, both very competitive. I'm not sure that Infinity Edge will go on the poly. Who knows? She gets the blinkers as well. Seems to be the stable elect, but Sovereign Grant has got very convincing form, so I wouldn't ignore her chances. But the horse I really like in this race is Back at the George, number 4. Looks absolutely ready, good form. Here, 5-6-1, this is an each-way play. Number 5, Ubeka Zwana, got to have a chance. Ran pretty well after winning. Victory in Orleans, got 4 points for winning. So hot, so what? Might improve on the poly. Miss Lady Atrix doesn't seem to go on the poly, but gets a 2.5 claimer. So, all in all, quite tricky. Race 4, Class 4, 1400 meters. Grand Appeal's run on his last twice. Spahn River, number 2. The Cock team got to have a big chance in a race like this. Then we go and have a look at the horses there at the top of the board. And that's Royal Sword and Notable. I'm not sure how Notable can be top of the board. Royal Sword definitely got the form. Rachel's ridden it twice for a win in a place. His course and distance, 1 from 1, got good form. Should go well. But Tam's Knight's the horse that really interests me. Taken over by Robbie Hill, and he's done an extremely good job. Won 3 of his last 6 starts and won them very, very well. Race 5, T-Stakes, 1,000 meters, 1 Rainbow Reward by Top Choice. I think he'll go really well here. He gets a 4 kilogram claimer. If he gets a decent ride from him, 3rd run after a rest, lots to like. The Big Danger, 6 Blast from the Past. That one first time out. On the poly, he's got to go, Eddie. Now come back after throat surgery. Should go very well here. The comment is good from the stable. Race 6, Class 4, fillies and mares, 1,200 meters. Kwazeki, number 2. Veal's ridden it a number of times and never won on it. Its course and distance, 2-1-1. Has got very good form. Should go extremely well here. What are the dangers? Tequila Sky, that the blinkers are off. That worries me. Flying Fate, number 5. Definitely have a close look at this one. Course and distance, 1 from 1. And Pour Some Sugar on Me, the Bosch runner. DeMello's ridden this horse 4 times, 2 wins and a place. So you always put these horses in. They go well for jockeys. Race 7, B Stakes, 1,200 meters. And the favorite is Black Eagle, and I think that he's probably the right horse. Marshall Veal, very good form against some very good horses. Should go extremely well here. I thought Position of Power had a chance. King of Spin, course and distance, 2-1-1. And then Major Tommy. This might be the big player in this race. Only had 12 runs for 3 wins and 7 places. The blinkers are off him. They obviously didn't suit him last time. He could go really well in a race like this, running on from off them. But Black Eagle looks like the one they all got to get past. Race 9, class 5, 1200. La Ultimo's the big player here. Number one, he gets number one in four. He's got to go really well. Put him into everything. Definitely, yes, is your 7-2 favorite. Little's ridden at 4 times, win in 3 places, got good form. Gorgeous 2, third run after a rest. That's the right runner. Mobutu gets aborted. He did ride at the time before last, and it ran pretty well. I don't think Lion's Eye likes a Polly. And Indecent Proposal goes for this kid, Bungani, ridden at once for one win. So certainly worth having a close look at. Cricket. Today's game is last year's winners from the year before's winners, Royal Challengers Bangalore against Kolkata Knight Riders. And the key, I think, is Chakravaki. If he plays, then the Kolkata Knight Riders will have a very big chance. But I think he might be injured. So watch that. Go for the run spread. Whoever bats first, go long on the run spread. If it's over 55.5, I think you'll get the money. We've got Manchester City trying to keep their title hopes alive tonight. So that's at 9 o'clock on DSTV. And that should be a very good game as well. From me, James Goodman, signing off for Interbet.